Tonight's message, the title is called Resurrection Life. Woo, you're right. Woo! Tonight I'm going to talk to you about a family. I'm going to talk to you about two sisters, one named Martha, one named Mary, and a brother named Lazarus. Tonight I want to share this story from you from the book of John, chapter 11, and I'm going to read a couple of verses. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. And I want to stop for a minute. I just want to pray, and then I want to go on. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your manifest presence. God, we thank you for being with us tonight. God, and I thank you this, God, Lord, that you have strategically brought us here. God, in the midst of all of our sicknesses, our ailments, our infirmities, God, you said this, God, that this sickness, this ailment, this infirmity is not unto death. This thing cannot take us out, God, but it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Now, I'm asking tonight, God, that you would give us a greater measure of faith to believe you, God. Lord, you are able, and I know, God, that you are willing. And so we thank you in advance of the great and the mighty work that you're going to do in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, now you have this family. You got these two sisters and two brothers who were good friends of Jesus. They was following him around, and they would watch him time after time heal people. He would heal them of different illnesses, different ailments. People was blind, he would get restore their sight. If they couldn't walk, he would give them the ability to walk. If they couldn't hear, he would give them hearing. And so this particular family, they saw and they knew that Jesus was able to heal people. That was nothing for him. They knew that he was able to do that. But the Bible says that their brother Lazarus, he was sick. Now, what I love about the Bible sometimes is the Bible don't actually explain everything. We don't know what that sickness is. He could have had a little cold, or he could have been toe up on drugs. Who knows? I don't know. No, I'm just keeping it real. Because I know inside this room, we got millions of stories. We all look good, but we got millions of stories in here. So we don't know what kind of sickness he had, but the Bible says that because he was sick, that his sisters, they sent a message to Jesus. And in these times, it would be they prayed. Just like us, we would pray and we would send a message to Jesus. And so the Bible says that they sent the message to Jesus, and when he heard it, immediately he gave them that message. He said that this sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. And it says that when he heard that he was sick, it says that he stood where he was for 2 days. Now, I'm sure those sisters, because they seen Jesus heal many people time and time again, that they was expecting God to just show up and everything be all right. But the Bible says that he stood there for 2 days. And he didn't move. And so when the 2 days was up, all of a sudden Jesus turns to his friends and he says, let's go. He says, our friend Lazarus is asleep. So the other disciples is like, good. If he's asleep, then sleep is good for him. He needs some rest and maybe that'll make him better. And so, yeah, that's how we think sometimes. I thought that just last week. You know, I was sick. I had a little cold. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call it, go to the doctor. They're going to give me some antibiotics, and I'll be back on my feet. But guess what? I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, sorry, it's nothing we can do for you. But the only way you can beat this is by some rest and drink some fluids. And I was like, what? So the Bible says that he stood for 2 days. So now Jesus tells his friends, he goes, yo, let's go see Lazarus. And they looking at him like he's crazy. And he says, Lazarus is not asleep, because that's what they thought. He was just sleeping. And he kept it real with them. He says, Lazarus ain't asleep, not like you think. He's dead. And then I want you to listen to what he says. He says, he's dead, and I'm glad I wasn't there for your sake, so that you would believe me. And let me tell you what that means in English. He's saying this. Lazarus is dead. So what? And I'm glad I wasn't there. And he says this, but I bet you, you're gonna believe me now. He says, what am I about to do tonight? He says, I'm about to do something that only God can do. And I guarantee you tonight, you're gonna believe me. And I'm telling you, there's some Lazaruses here in this room. And God is speaking directly to you. You are Lazarus. And so I want you to listen to the rest of the story. All right, Lazarus? So Jesus and his crew, the disciples, they on their way to Lazarus, right? So now, because Lazarus is in another town called Bethany. So now they get to this town. And the first thing that happened is people sending a message and they say, Lazarus been dead for 4 days. Then all of a sudden, Martha, she gets word that Jesus is in town. So she run up to Jesus, and the first thing that come out of her mouth is, yo, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know, I know there's some people in this room who feel disappointed in a sense. There's some people in this room that know some things about God, and you've expected God to do some stuff the way you thought that it should happen. Amen. With your logical mind, the way you think about things. And God didn't show up. And just like this sister Martha, yeah, if you would have showed up, my brother wouldn't have been dead. So all of a sudden, the other sister, Mary, she shows up. And she says exactly the same thing. Like, yo, if you was here, my brother wouldn't have died. Because they was expecting Jesus to do some things the way they expected it to be done. Because they kind of formed their own God in a sense. And it's easy for us to do that. You know, Jesus rose up and he tells her, he said, listen, he says, your brother's going to rise again in the last day. He's going to rise again. And she said, yeah, I know. He's going to rise in the last day. And he's trying to tell us something. He's trying to tell her, like, listen, what you don't understand is I am the resurrection and the life. You see, he's trying to give her a greater revelation of who he is. He's trying to take her deeper. He's trying to get her out of that place of head knowledge. You know, where we know about God. We've heard some things about God, all of us. We heard about Jesus loves us. We heard about he heals. We heard about how he died on the cross for our sins. But yet, it's our own understanding. It's something that we know about God. But in this particular instance, even tonight, God wants to bring us to a place that we don't just know about him, but that we know him. Amen. See, he wants us to understand who he is. He wants us to know his heart, understand his mind. He wants us to know the plans that he has for us, a good and not for evil. He wants to give us a hope and an expected end. See, God wants to take us to another place. See, he no longer wants us to stay in that place where we just know about him, where we can argue with somebody like Ryan was talking about when we find ourselves in the bookstore in the philosophy section. We can argue people down about this God named Jesus. You see, the Bible says that he loved us so much that Jesus, he allowed himself to be hung on a cross. He allowed himself to be beaten, to be smacked, to be slapped up, to be kicked, to be spit on. His back was ripped up because of the beating. He allowed them to put nails in his hand. Both of his hands nailed up on a cross. He allowed them to put the nails in his feet. And he still sit there. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I begin to struggle or be concerned about whether God loves me or not, you know what I think about? In my mind's eye, I get a picture of the cross. And on that cross, I look at Jesus hanging there, toe up. And then I say to myself, man, this dude must love me to go through all of that. You see, he allowed himself to be on that cross for the remission of our sins, for the forgiveness of all of our wrongdoings. And the price that he paid, there's nobody in this world that can pay that price. Not you, not me. We don't got enough money in our pocket. We don't got enough animals we can kill as a sacrifice. Nobody can pay that price. But Jesus was willing to pay that price for you and for me. You see, it was all about the blood that was shed on that cross for you and I. That became the bridge for you and I to be now able to walk in relationship with God. I'm talking about the God who created the heavens and the earth. You heard what that song said? I don't know if you read the words. It said, if God be for us, who in the world can be against us? No one. That's who. Praise God. You can give God a hand clap. But real quick, I want to get back to the story. Now, here's Lazarus. They just told Jesus that he's been dead for 4 days. And they told him, surely he stinks now. And I know there's some in this room that we've been messing up for so long that that's what people are saying about us, that surely she stinks now. She's been dead for too long. She's been in her mess, or he's been in his mess for too long. Man, I've been telling this dude about Jesus for all these years, and he's just been doing his thing, and surely he stinks now. But Jesus, the Bible says that he wept. He cried. And I believe it's because his heart of compassion. And here's what Jesus does. He walks to that grave. He goes, where's the grave at? And he goes to that grave. And there's a big stone in front of that grave. And Jesus says, roll that stone away. And tonight, all of you that can hear Lazarus in this room, Jesus is saying, roll that stone away from your heart. The Bible says that God would take away our stony heart, and that he would give us a heart of flesh, and that he would cause us. He would give us the ability to walk in his precepts and in his statutes and in his laws. He tells them in front of that grave, move away the stone. And then he says something. He begins to scream with a loud voice, the Bible says. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. And tonight, as we sit in this room, and those that are watching via webcast, I want you to hear the voice of Jesus. He's calling out to you, and he's saying, come forth. He's saying, come to me. Come forth. You walk right out of that grave, because I got something that I want to do for you. You see, he said, I know your life has been toe up. I know your mind is out of whack. And we're all here tonight because we're fed up. Because we need a God. And tonight he's calling you out of your mess. He's calling you out of whatever hurt, whatever pain, whatever sickness, whatever infirmity. He's saying, come forth. And if you would simply believe him tonight, just like he did with Lazarus, tonight for you would be resurrection life. See, he said, even those who die, you shall live again if you believe in me. See, not even death can hold you. When Jesus was on that cross and he died on that cross, Death could not hold him. The Bible says that he held captivity captive. He took away the sting of death. And then he began to walk in resurrection life, which tonight he offers to you, a resurrected life. And here's what I'm going to do. I know that God is speaking to some Lazaruses in this room. I know that there are Lazarus around this world online. Here's what I want you all to do, is I want you to stand to your feet. I'm going to invite you. Do not be afraid. Stand to your feet. I'm going to invite you tonight to stand in front of whatever grave that you're facing. And we're going to listen to Jesus, just like he told Lazarus to come forth. Tonight, I want you to put your name in that position. You take out Lazarus and you put your name here. And I want you to hear Jesus calling your name tonight. And what I want you to do is I want you to meet me right up here. And we're going to believe God that he's going to cause you to walk in resurrection life. The Bible says that all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And so I'm going to tell you, do not wait. Tonight is your night, Lazarus. Those that are watching via webcast, I want you to come towards that television. You move up to the front of it. And I want you to believe God. God guaranteed me that there would be a greater measure of faith in the house tonight that we would believe. He provides absolutely everything we need. And so I'm going to ask you to come on down. And we're going to pray and believe God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Those of you that have come forward and church, we'll pray with them. But pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I confess my sin. I've messed up. I need you, Jesus, to be my Savior. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and you rose again on the third day. Because of you, Jesus, I have new life right now, resurrection life. I am a new person. I am walking away from my tomb of darkness. I am now a new person in the freedom of Jesus Christ. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hear the prayers of your people, oh God, hear. Hear our cry. God, we thank you. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would loose the bounds of every person. Loose them now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking for deliverance. We're asking for complete freedom. We're asking for wholeness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Only you could have done this, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for healing. Healing, Lord God. You're healing hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Hearts that have been wounded. Thank you, God. There's victory in every heart tonight, oh God, because of you. Because of your son, Jesus, who went to the cross. There's victory in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you for wholeness for every young person, for every mom, for every father, for every brother, for every sister, in the name of Jesus. Healing now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that they've come into your house. And here in your house, Lord God, they have come to know the Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to your name, oh God, glory to your name. We praise you and we thank you for victory in you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. No longer bound, but walking in freedom. We stand as a church, Lord God. Each and every one of us that knows you, Lord God, as Savior. We know your freedom. And we thank you, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every person that stepped forward tonight. Lord, every person online that has stepped forward, even in their living room. Jesus, I thank you for the freedom that you have given them. By the power of your word that calls us to freedom, that we would believe in you and walk in newness of life, resurrection life, because you, Jesus, rose from the grave. You now offer us resurrection life. Thank you, Jesus. And because of your blood that was shed, your blood that was poured out on the cross, it is your blood that makes us whole. It is your blood that washes us and makes us clean. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you all the glory and the honor. You keep us, God, as a church. Keep them safe. Keep them from harm and danger. Lord God, may they sense and know the presence of the Holy Spirit as they go home. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.